The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Rob, that sounds like the door.
Who are you? Oh, Buzz. Hi.
Hi, Rob.
It is the 17th day of August, and it's Friday.
Yeah, that's all fine, but there's someone at the door.
Our door?
Yes, our door.
Well, normally when we have someone at the door, Oscar answers it.
That's right, but he's not here.
No, maybe it's Oscar.
I doubt it.
Could you?
He's out of the country.
With the thing and the knob?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, hang on. All right, dang. Well,
hey!
Oh, no.
No.
Jackie.
What are you doing?
Jackie Stallone, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you've been, ladies and gentlemen, the father of Frank Stallone.
Father? What the?
I mean, mother.
What the hell?
I'm sorry.
What kind of crap is that? You want me to say a bad word?
No, I don't.
You better get it straight.
All right, the
see
mother.
Mr. Brown.
The mother of Frank's. You know what happened? That comment was for the birds.
Yeah, you're for the birds. What are you, bananas?
That was
the
mother.
Father?
The mother of Sylvester and Frank Stallone. Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful, the vivacious.
Well,
a noted medium.
90 years old.
90 years old.
Nice.
Jackie Stallone. Jackie.
Welcome back, Jackie.
So always so great to see you.
Came by for two reasons.
Right? Yeah, how come?
First, three reasons.
Oh, three. Three.
So
now it's three.
How many?
Three reasons.
Three reasons?
Three reasons.
Hey,
I'm going to go for four.
Hold it. How's your mouth?
Came by to show you my new plastic surgery.
Now, you must have, you know what?
I had a little too much collagen.
I don't want to go around quoting Shakespeare, but Miss Stallone, thou art transformed.
Thank you.
You look different than I've
Thank
seen you,
you
before.
Tight as a drum.
Is your face?
My husband's a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
I came by to do your delivery.
Hold it. I want to ask, what is your most recent procedure that you had done?
Well, it's collagen.
Where'd you have it
really?
Put?
In my mouth.
It doesn't show.
My
That's
lip.
The amazing thing. A lot of
tell.
People go overboard with the plastic surgery.
Well, we have pictures on the website of my new mouth.
Absolutely. If you're listening to the show right now, just look to your left.
Yeah, you guys are cuckoos.
we are pretty nutty.
What is so weird is that so many people with plastic surgery, they go too far with it. But I like that you're using a little bit of self-control.
We admire that. Yes.
Starting to hurt.
A little bit, yeah. I have to apologize for calling you father, because for a second when you came in, I thought you were rock and roll's Gene Simmons.
Oh, you're the bee's knees.
You look great.
It's a compliment.
But I God came bless. By to read
How
your,
about a kiss?
I don't want a kiss. I want to read your mail.
She came by for three
she,
reasons.
You brought the
Rob.
Mail. Yes.
Can you let me read your mail?
I wish you
reason
would.
Reason number one.
God's sakes, you're babbling over there.
You know, with that new collagen, you could really get a job as a ventriloquist.
August, turn my microphone up. I don't know what's
yeah, we're barely able to hear Jackie.
Yeah, dear, August, that's, 15th, better. That's much better. Thanks. Rob's making me work like a donkey.
What?
Oh, you've been to those
a
shows.
Donkey.
Oh, you've been to the show?
Let me plug the Expendables 2 with my son Sly.
Oh, fine. He's in that.
It's a great picture.
How's Frank?
Huh?
How's Frank Stallone?
Don't care. Care about Sly.
Right.
Got a great picture.
The breadwinner.
Bruce Willis.
Who?
Bruce Willis.
Another action star.
He's in Moonlight.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's a trio of action
Hold
stars,
it.
Rob.
Did you say Arnold Stang?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And
yeah.
My son, Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
what
Sly.
About...
But I got a letter for you.
He's
from
got a letter.
Okay,
mailbag.
She's got
yeah,
Let's yeah, go into the Jackie Stallone mailbag.
You guys are for the birds.
Yeah. Hey, you sound better. Did something
dear,
just settle?
It's loosened
dear
up.
Dear Mike, Rob, Buzz, Oscar, Mark, and RJ. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For now.
Oh,
I really meant to have this to you sooner, but better late than never.
Yeah,
Here's
agree.
The Winn-Dixie brand of Diet Czech strawberry soda.
Oh.
The marketing folks at Winn-Dixie really went overboard with their slogan, put your thirst in check.
Hey, Jackie, where do you shop?
Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly. Famous southern grocery
I'm
chain.
Guessing that the full world word check was already taken by the Safeway or somebody.
Probably.
You ever been to the Safeway?
I've been to the Safeway, the Kroger.
Yeah. How about, have you ever been to the Wegmans?
What?
Wegmans.
Ever been to the Wegmans?
He's cracking himself up.
That's a whole restaurant and things.
It's
a little highbrow.
I like to have my egg roll.
What?
At Wegmans.
She enjoys their egg rolls.
I said,
what's the matter? Don't you speak English,
Fricka? Sometimes I do.
For Christ's sake.
You want to have a seat? Relax.
Anyway.
She's reading our mail.
Yeah.
This comes from your pal in Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
He says, this also has zero of everything except for the potassium benzoate poison. But we're all going to die someday,
that's
sooner
true.
Than later. In my case, probably about a
much
half,
sooner.
Half an hour from now.
You know, nice, I'm sorry that you've missed the fact that Mike is not in here yet, Jackie. You know, he suffers from the migraines. You ever get those?
Yeah, it's for the birds. Says,
Christ,
we're all going to die sooner rather than later. Sorry, Buzz. Are you still able to eat cake?
Yes, I. Thank you for asking.
Do you get that, Jackie?
She loves it. Well, she's cracking up, if you'll pardon the expression.
But, Jackie, can you laugh? No.
Not really.
You can't laugh?
It's really good. And it's usually on sale. You can tell Oscar that it goes really well with the vodka.
No.
And tastes an S-ton better than vodka and water.
Yeah. Sure.
Zero carbs, but with all that strawberry goodness.
Hey, you know what?
So I got some. I brought it for you.
Sounds
right here.
RJ, could you pass this out?
Oh, dear. Don't eat that.
What's the matter?
Don't eat this one.
Dented.
You don't want to eat this one.
No, why not?
This one's got a dent in it. I don't like to drink. You don't drink the stuff with or eat it with dented.
Maybe your husband,
your doctor could fix it.
No, he ate a can of tuna one time that had a dent in it. He got botulism.
You know.
Let's open it up. I'll take the first sip.
All right.
Have you touched all of these?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Try it out for us, Jackie. Sounds refreshing.
Okay, I'll take a sip.
Put it up to your lips.
She's pouring it down in the front of her shirt.
Oh.
There.
Can we get you a straw?
Well, that's filled with artificial strawberry goodness.
You like that?
Oh, it moved.
Oh,
now,
no.
Wait a minute.
My Tinkerbell moved.
Oh.
Would you like to see my Tinkerbell?
No,
please, no.
Come on.
No,
let me see my Tinkerbell.
No.
What do you think of that?
Put that down.
Look at that. That's red, too.
Oh. Yeah. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air. Here on We Love Radio, 108 FM. The last on your dial, but first in your hearts. And that's the truth, Ruth. Here I am. Am I here? You know it, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter, the matters they platter. And that's the truth, Ruth.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. Oh! I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black. So you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees. So that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hello!
Hello!
Jeez, that was loud. Hey, I wanted to mention that our opening today was brought to you by a very special TMOS. Now that's way too low.
Kept working on it. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm trying to balance you against
Jackie. What is wrong with you today?
I don't know.
What is happening with that?
We had to turn it up for Jackie Stallone.
Jackie Jesus. Had trouble with her mouth.
The opening was brought to you by a very special TMOS Happy Hour Farewell.
Hey, that's also brought to you by Diet Check.
That might be the official end of the 2 weeks of bronchitis.
If I were you, I would use whatever you brought up.
Listen to this. A very special TMOS Happy Hour Farewell to RJ.
God, that's fantastic.
How about that?
Yeah.
Join us Friday, August 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. or later maybe at Quench in Rockville. Come say hi to all of us from the show and enjoy drink specials chosen by each member of our merry band and some impressive food also on special. It all happens at Quench Friday the 24th, 5 to 7 p.m. Quench is at 9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville. For more information, go to quenchnation.com.
Do that.
Or click their banner ad on our website. Our show is brought to you today by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. 80% of heart attacks happen at home, and you know what to do?
No.
Yeah.
NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook at NBCCAHA Training Center. Registration open now.
Now!
So click their ad on our website, Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class to save a life. Does it sound weird to you?
No, it sounds good.
No, it sounds
sound
very good.
Maybe it's my ears.
It could be. I think you should sign up for that training now. Not wait till April!
Give me one little click on my headphones.
You want up or
I
down?
I think up. I need a little more. Mm-hmm. Let me see. That's all I need.
You That's sound all you really needed? Good. Actually, That's your voice does sound as rich as it's ever sounded.
Well, no, it's, you know how it is, the end of this thing, and it lasted a lot shorter period of time than I was worried
about
that it would.
Week.
So I'm very, very happy to report that I am feeling much better, and that's good news
it
always
is.
When you
You
go
look
through
better.
That.
You don't have the, you're not pee-eyed anymore, as my grandmother
that's
would
the
say.
Thing, that green kind of migraine look that you get.
Yeah.
It still lingers. The migraines linger, and I think I'm just chock full of aspartame.
Well, I tell you what, that diet check, that might be the greatest letdown down in 10 years.
That's very, very bad tasting.
It
soda.
Really is bad. That's like
sorry to the listener.
It really does sound like something or taste like something made in a lab.
On the show today, finally with Buzz, I want to talk about our favorite, one of our favorite shows, and a show that I just have caught up to the season. It's the first season of this show is long gone,
right.
But they've been running replays of it, ramping up to season number two, and I caught up with it. And sometimes you discover a television program later in its life,
program. Yeah,
I still have not. Done my due diligence with The Walking Dead, which I plan to.
Oh, you're going
to
love
Another
it.
Another great one. I still have not caught up with Breaking Bad, which I missed the boat on
Me
as
too.
Well.
I cannot get myself into that show.
Really?
I've started it three times. It's just so dark and unpleasant, but the people that like it love it.
Today
it
we're going to awesome. Have a lengthy chat about Reno and the plans for Reno.
Good.
Because tickets are going to go on sale on Monday, and they're going to go on sale 10 o'clock Pacific time, and we really got to make sure that that our peeps out there turn out in force for this and make it a very good opening week of
sales.
We've
said it before, we have to sell at least 400 tickets or we're turning the car around.
There are a lot of traits that our listeners share. Some of them are great, but one is they do love to wait to the last minute.
They sure
do. They are
do.
Procrastinators.
But,
we need you to come out of the
shoot.
So
do we.
Yeah, well, we were going to talk about that later. But
come to the hoop strong, Rob.
Yeah, you really need to come strong, guys.
Speaking of late to the party, my wife is late to the party on the hottest novel of the year,
which
is 50 Shades of Grey.
And I've got something to say about that, too.
Is there a second one out there lying around?
There's
three.
A trilogy.
Oh,
there's
three.
Well, I believe she's on book number two now.
Oh, my.
Well, you know
so
what?
She's just, you know, sitting there.
Let's talk about
reading
that
all night.
Good for you, because I have something to chip in on that.
Really?
Yeah, I went to Costco yesterday.
Yes.
And they have the trilogy for, I think, $18. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading everywhere, not the least of which is our DJ prep sheet, which is really written at the first grade level.
Right.
And I read this every day, and it says, buy book, get laid. That's it. Because you give it, you give it to the girl, and they get all hot, and they start, you know, rubbing against furniture, and this book is going to do it. So I see the trilogy, I think, $18.
Yeah,
right.
That's fantastic.
Did you buy it?
So I bought that, and plums, and cheese. And I,
well, if
and
you don't
I go
get laid
through,
now.
And I go through the Costco. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And I get, and I'm even a little embarrassed. It's like buying a porno bag.
Yeah, a little bit.
And so you go through.
Carla said to her mom, she's on the phone with her mom last night, and she says, this is porno.
Yeah.
When you read it, this is porno. It's like reading porno.
So I get through, and, you know, I buy my cheese and my plums and my porn, and the lady, the older lady that checks me out, said, would you all like a box, honey? And I said, yes, I would like a box, please, because then I can cover 50 Shades of Grey trilogy with cheese.
And plums.
And
are you
plums.
Worried that you're buying porn, or are you more worried that you're just buying a chick's book?
That's, for me, that's what it would
no,
be.
No, it would be the porn, I think.
The porn aspect of it.
Because I am my Costco, Mike.
But it's mainstream. Everybody's reading
But at my
book.
Costco, Mike, I am known. Forget about it. I got a reputation. So I get home, and I put it, I thought this was a nice move, I put it on Carrie's pillow.
On her pillow.
And I'm thinking, oh, she's going to read this, and it's going to take a couple days because she's not not a good reader. And it's going to take a couple days. Yeah, and then it's going to be Fat City. Uh-huh. And I'm downstairs at my computer, and I get an IM, because, you know, that's how we like to communicate.
At home.
And she says, do you want me to sell those books on Amazon?
Ooh,
what
does that mean?
I said, what book? She says, the ones on my pillow. I assumed you got them at the show, and you want me to sell them. I said, no, those are a gift for you. Apparently a lot of women have been reading those books and enjoying them a lot.
Right.
And she says, oh, I don't want to read that.
Oh, my.
Wow.
I said, but you know, what happens is a lot of girls read this and it gets them really horny. And, you know, that could
Did you say that to her that way?
Well,
you're the incurable romantic.
Yeah. Well, I am. You know,
right. Steve McQueen. Yeah. Isn't he the master of the seduction?
I see the boat leaving, so I might as well.
Miracle, you fathered two children.
Get down to brass tacks.
That's
and
it.
Apparently, women read that and get some real horny.
Okay, it only took twice.
Man. And I am. I probably wrote. A lot of women enjoy it, and it puts them in a rather romantic mood.
So what did she say to that?
She says, I'd rather not read it. I don't need that. And I really, she does.
Kind of a compliment to you.
No, it's not. Because I know exactly how
this. Trying to help you out, pal.
Yeah, I know how it goes.
Just trying to help you out.
It might not be that she needs, but goddamn, she needs something. And she totally turned down the book. And the last item, I could actually bring it up. It says, hope you save the receipt.
Oh, really?
Oh, my.
I said I did. Thank you.
So you're so 50 Shades of Grey going back to the Costco?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, 50 Shades of Grey, also my nickname for my chest hair now.
Hey, Rob, I'll buy it from you. I can
I've
pass
it I've had that
on.
For 10 years.
But the good news is she's letting me keep the cheese and the plums.
That's good news.
Congratulations on that.
Well, you know what? I might buy it from you.
Yeah, bring it in.
You should.
All right, I'll bring it in.
I might. Because I'd like to look at it.
I feel obligated to read it. I'll bring it.
Well, you haven't read it, right?
I'm the real-life sex boy. Well, I've started it. But here's the problem.
We can't let that slide. You're a real-life sex boy? Really?
I mean, that's kind of a reputation.
Carla was mad at Buzz because Buzz slammed the writing, and Carla thinks the writing is okay.
Some of it is okay, and
really?
Some of it sucks, but some of it's good. And so it runs hot and cold in that way.
Right.
But here's the problem. I don't know how many pages into the thing, and I can't get very far because it's just meh, meh, meh. It's just a lot of jabber, and a lot of it is, he looks so hot. Oh, what does this mean? Oh, you know, just...
I'm not into that.
It's very clear what is going to happen. Just freaking get to it.
Okay.
You know? And so that's driving me nuts.
What do you think? Should I even try? Should I even open it up?
Him try it, because I got a copy to sell.
Yeah, you should try. But see, I there's a cultural thing happening here, like you've said, and like Rob said, that a lot of women are reading this, and I feel that, having the reputation that I have, I need to be up to speed.
Well, he's real life sex boy.
I need to know what they're talking about.
Yeah, but you know it's a myth. Anyway, RJ, go
Carla
ahead.
Carla has a copy. You haven't looked at it yet?
Yeah, it's
okay. To try to read the first
It's on her Kindle.
Oh, okay.
Oh. What do you mean Carla has a copy? Why don't you calm down over there have dinner with my wife?
Oh, well, but you said you would be interested in checking it out. That's why I asked.
Car-J.
We'll get to you in a second, Roller Coaster Boy.
Do you have the same, do you share your Kindle account? Because I think you can hook it up where you can share the books.
I don't care about it. You know, now even after hearing 5 seconds of Buzz describing it, I have no desire to read it.
Oh.
I don't want to read it.
The way, there's another book. It's not as good. Don't buy 50 Shades of Cameron Gray.
You know what?
Cameron Gray.
If I want, now you see, you're guilty of being too inside there.
Not really.
No one's going to understand what you're talking about.
Except now, us in here. Yeah.
The fact is that if I want something like that, I'm going to turn to 592 and buy all six channels.
Get right to it.
Or now I'm going to go to RedTube. On my computer.
Yeah. But
for free porn.
What this book, I think, has done culturally is it's gotten more women into sort of the S&M thing. And I think, I don't care about that.
To
a certain degree, but women do. And to a certain degree,
I don't think women do.
I just dropped 18 bucks on the book. I don't want to buy rope.
That's one of the first things the character does is he comes into her hardware store and buys some nylon cord and duct tape or something. I don't know.
But I have never experimented with that type of activity.
Right.
Nor does it really. I don't like when I'm watching. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. When I'm watching my porno.
Right.
Yes.
I don't like anything. And maybe call me a wuss. I don't care.
You are such a wuss.
Thank you, Rob. I don't care about anything that shows the man being in any way nasty to the woman.
Yeah.
There's a big popular thing. We all know what it is. It's the smack on the cheek with the thing.
Like, yeah.
Uh-huh. No. And that, I can't stand that.
You are.
First of all, it makes me feel small.
You are the polite man.
They should do it themselves.
I agree.
You know what I like?
Help yourself, ladies.
Buzz and I are going to talk about this show, Boss.
Boss.
I like the sex in that.
Yeah.
It's really...
Because it's no rope sex.
It's intense. It's super hot, but it's also really loving.
Right.
I hate to say it like that, but it is. It's really...
Mike and I
sounds so wimpy.
But I know it does,
I don't need to see the naughty bits.
No, that's
I
not
don't
true.
Need to see the breasts. What I want to see is love.
No. I like the naughty bits. I like seeing the nudity. I like to... In fact, I like to see everything.
Yeah.
But I don't like it with, get over here.
Yeah, right. Pull your hair.
Disrespectful, yes. Abusive. Right. You and I come from, I mean, and it's so maybe growing through the 70s to a certain degree, but an era in which we were sort of taught and trained and learned to be sensitive and you know, just more sensitive.
But I think
we all agree.
Today, the trend is rougher, and women seem to be interested in that.
Well, maybe I need to change.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that's why I'm reading the book.
The hard thing is, you know, I hit Carrie all the time, but trying to to incorporate that into bedroom play.
Really. Step ladders over.
Very hard.
I'm tired of talking about this.
All right, let's
move on. I don't
want
to talk about it.
50 Shades of Moving
On. I'm with
on.
You.
Let's talk about this show, Boss.
Boss. Yeah.
This is a show that I am super late to the party on. Buzz hit me to that way back when it first came on. It's got...
How old is it? It's about a year old, right?
Yeah, it's about a year old. It's about 3-4 months ago was done with its first season.
How many episodes in a
premiere
season?
Premiere is tonight,
How many episodes in a season? Is it like an 8-episode season?
Yeah, a lot of them run 6 or 13, depending on the series and the network and
with
the money.
Cable, with premium cable, right. It's tough because it's an hour show.
Right.
Right.
The thing about this show is, you know, I'm so late to the party that I'm watching the repeats leading up to the season 2 premiere, which is tonight.
Tonight, that's right.
So, and is it, what do you know what network we're
Stars.
Talking about? Stars.
Yeah, same network.
Stars!
As the Gladiator
Show. Hey, you better
show.
Watch out. When Shark Week is over, you can watch Stars.
It's Kelsey Grammer. Mm-hmm. It's politics in Chicago. Rough and tumble politics. I believe if real politics was like this, you would have a political scandal every single day of the week on television, locally and nationally, every single hour.
I think it is like that
in
Chicago.
I was going to say, about a guy who's basically not informed, that's the reputation Chicago has and has had for years.
I lived and worked there and did news there, yeah.
And so there was always something going down?
Yeah. Oh, this is, it looks typical to me for Chicago.
It was really, you know, it's Kelsey Grammer. I think the reason it's Illinois is because of Kelsey's politics to a certain extent. I think they want to portray the machine that Barack Obama comes from and how sleazy that is. But you take that out of the equation.
He's a noted conservative, right?
He's like one of the premier right-wing Hollywood types.
Him and Tom Arnold, isn't it?
Tom Arnold, Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is one, yeah.
He's up there. You can count him on one hand.
Right.
And so this show is really just filled with great drama. Kelsey Grammer is fantastic.
He's a great actor.
As the big city mayor who's corrupt as all get out. There's not a sympathetic character in the show. There really is not a sympathetic character.
As someone who has not seen it, let me ask something from the uninformed. Do they name Chicago by name, or is it just a city that
They might
they do.
They reference Chicago.
Yeah,
so
he is the
mayor
so.
Of Chicago. And when you say there's no sympathetic character, that in itself lends itself to say this is not good storytelling. Is the sympathetic character perhaps the victims of all this stuff? Do they like paint the electorate as the sympathetic character?
You don't even deal with the electorate. I mean, the electorate are a prop.
Okay.
This show has this wonderful dynamic. It's got some very strong female characters, including I wish I knew the actress that plays Kelsey Grammer's
wife. I do too. It's been so long since I've seen it now.
She's a foreign actress.
Right. She was actually the reason between seasons she competed for Belarus in the Olympics. She's a very strong character.
Let me address.
She's a hell of a lot better looking.
Let me address the statement about no sympathetic characters. They aren't. They're bad people, but they've given them sort of human characteristics. I think in the case of Kelsey's mayor character, even though he's not a good guy, he has a disease. He has a health affliction. And so they've found ways to add sympathetic qualities to otherwise bad people.
So they are flawed.
And that gives it, that gives it the texture.
Understood.
He plays Mayor Tom Kane.
Right.
And it really is, and incidentally, their website sucks because it's like, no, I don't want to connect with Facebook.
I
want to read a website with information about your show, you stupid ass.
They're all about
all TV show. Try IMDb. IMDb is probably the best way to find out stuff about it.
Because Rob's right. Or Wikipedia.
When they construct a website for a TV show, they never give you what you want. What they give you is, watch this show. Watch it.
Here we go. I got the cast here, and her name is played by Connie Nielsen. I think she is a Swedish accent.
I've heard of her, I believe.
She is probably best known for the Al Pacino Keanu Reeves devil movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Which now escapes me.
Right,
I forgot the name.
We all know
of that.
It and love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we don't know it well enough. Thanks, guys.
It's been some time.
Forgot I'm working with a depleted cast today.
The devil's courtroom.
My young brains aren't here today.
Well, it's been a while since it's been on the TV, Mike.
Yeah. The devil's...
Devil's Advocate?
Devil's Advocate. That was it. Thank you very much. She's great in it. It's got very strong characters. Got a lot of sex. Even the reporter who's supposed to be outing the mayor on all his bad deeds.
Right.
He's a scumbag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's when I love it. Chicago. I love it because it doesn't play to any real stereotypes as far as the good and the bad.
Is Kelsey
black and white.
Is Kelsey an executive producer on it? Does he own any of the show?
Yes, he does and is.
So that actually lends a lot of credence to your theory that it is sort of a veiled way
but
to kick at the Democratic
machine. But I will
machine.
Say, even though he's
Kelsey
playing,
Grammer is an executive producer.
So he owns it.
Even though he's playing a Democratic mayor and because Chicago is Democrat, I think he chose Chicago because it's notoriously corrupt. It always has been.
Well, it's
I think
notoriously democratically corrupt. I mean, that's why I
right.
think.
Right,
because
yes.
a Republican can't
believe
get
me,
in.
But Kelsey Grammer is a zealot. I mean, but, Kelsey Grammer made a movie about, you know, politics that, you know, Kelsey has an agenda, and that doesn't surprise me.
And I understand that, and I'm not taking issue with that necessarily, except that Chicago is kind of a Democratic world unto itself and not reflective of the rest of the Democrats in the country because of the machine, because of the history there, because of the corruption. And I haven't seen any attack on Democratic ideals in the show, just on the Chicago Democratic machine.
However, that is subtly done, but that is still
right.
a dig at Democratic politics.
Well, take that, you know, that doesn't even matter because
no,
the show's
good. I like your theory on it.
First of all, I don't doubt for a second that that's why Kelsey wanted to do this.
Sure.
You know, he wanted to show you where Barack Obama comes from
yeah.
and portray it in all of its corruption. And
sure.
there are a lot of Republicans that feel that, we may have our issues, but, you know, you go look at these machines that are mostly Democratic machines in the big cities, and they want to point that out.
Sure.
But with that said, doesn't matter because the show is fun to watch.
It is.
And it's a good diversion. And there is a lady named Kathleen Robertson who plays Kitty O'Neill, who is an assistant to the mayor. And she's having an affair with the young gubernatorial candidate. Oh, my God.
Are they the ones that are having
this?
It
is just,
you were telling me
when
we were trying to turn each other on yesterday after the show, you said they do a lot of stolen moments of sex.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of urgency and it's very hot.
Well, the character she's having the affair with is named Ben Zajac, and he's having
he hosts Wheel of Fortune.
He is Pat's brother, and he's having an affair with her, and it's got wonderful characters in it, and it's a lot of fun.
Good job.
And I look forward to the second season as he gets sicker and sicker, and
does the electorate know he's sick?
No,
not yet.
That's the big secret.
Yeah,
and there are all sorts
shades
of cover-ups.
Shades of Ronald Reagan.
There's murder. Mm-hmm. There's intrigue.
Yes.
There's just but
just
by
like
and large,
Chicago.
The thing that makes the show tick is you're watching Kelsey Grammer, who I thought was really kind of that stooge actor, Frasier. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was kind of overrated that he got so much. And Frasier was a great television show, but I didn't think he could get beyond that. And he plays a heavy, unlike any other heavy.
Yeah.
He is a badass.
He is. He's very good, and he knows the timing. And you can watch this if you really break Frasier down. He'll take an extra beat where most sitcoms wouldn't, because he just knows exactly.
He does that in the drama too. And by the way, one of his heroes was Jack Benny. He sort of patterned his comedic acting after Jack Benny.
Yeah. But
he learned the cocaine on his own.
Yes, he did.
Well, the fact, you know, sometimes I think when a guy has his own demons, and obviously Kelsey's had his battles with drugs, he's had his horrible marriages.
That's right.
And
he's driven into a tree.
Oh, my God. He's done some horrible things in his real life. And I think that those are the actors that bring it a little bit.
Yeah, I do,
you
too.
You see that reality that they bring to it.
Him,
So check it out, Rob, if you get a chance.
I will really enjoy it.
Maybe with all the money I'm going to get from selling those gray books, I can
there
get one of my premium channels back.
I can actually, you know, I'm not getting paid to endorse the show, but you can check it out tonight on Starz.
And to call this back, isn't it funny that Carrie assumes anytime Rob brings something home that it came from the show and that her mission is to sell it?
Make money. You know what?
She's done forever.
Well, God, I told you, I don't know if you were here when we discussed it. She stole DVDs and sold them of mine while we were away.
Yeah.
She actually, I came home and there was a big gaping hole on my bookshelf.
I remember.
And I said, "Where's my $6 million man box set?" She said, "It brought a lot of money."
Well, you know, she's wonderful that way.
No, wonderful, wonderful, really not the word I'd use.
Maybe you could read it to her. We'll take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, lots to cover. Circus in Reno.
Yeah.
RJ and his trip to the amusement park,
sure, it's
maybe.
Amazing.
I'm done playing the middle. We'll be right back after this.
Jackie Wilson said, it was written to you. Kind of love you got, knock me off my feet. Let it all hang out.
Little Van Morrison on the show. I love that. Our second segment is brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic, benefiting Innova Blood Donor Services. Sunday, we're going to be there September 9th from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex. Now, this features special guest coaches. Mm-hmm. That's us.
Yes. That is us.
Among the teams competing, the Caps alumni, Northern Virginia Law Enforcers, the Virginia Coaching Cardinals, and the Minutemen corporate team of Booz Allen Hamilton.
Booz!
The bad guys.
No, we're great.
You're coaching them,
right? You know,
them,
we are. We're America's team.
Rob's coaching them because they have booze in their
That's
name.
That's it. I wanted that.
Support your favorite team player or coach with a donation at charityhockeyclassic.com.
About that.
Or click the ad on our website. All proceeds go to benefit Inova Blood Donor Services, which supply nearly 90% of the D.C. area's blood, and your donation is tax deductible. Again, the place to donate online or by mail is charityhockeyclassic.com, and we thank you.
I understand that Oscar is leading the four of us in pledges. When it comes to pledges toward coaches,
well, he's a dick.
As I understand it, Oscar has the most money pledged so far. We need to change that. Yeah. So I wanted to be sure and address that today on the show.
Yeah, if Oscar's
That's
not your
BS. Well,
exactly.
If Oscar, listen, get ready, America. If Oscar is not your favorite,
yes.
Wink, wink. Donate to someone else.
Yeah.
I will be
someone
coaching.
You like.
Yeah.
I will be
Vote
coaching.
Against Oscar.
Hold on. I will be coaching your Washington Capitals alumni.
Yeah, that's a big
So
team
if
right
you
there.
Like the former greats from the Washington Capitals mm-hmm. and other NHL teams, you want to donate to my team and donate to me. Thank you very much.
You're going to play that card? Then allow me to say this.
Yes.
You know, when my boy was diagnosed with cancer.
Okay, shut up. All right. Thank
Next.
You very much. Moving right along.
Donate blood. It's great.
All right, I put a little thread out today because Mitt Romney came on and they had an actuality from Mitt Romney where he was talking about the fact that I have never paid less than 13% in the last 10 years.
Right.
And
on
I
just that went, later.
Do you want to hear that? Do you want to hear the actuality?
Well, this is he literally comes out and says this mm-hmm. and play the cut.
Here is Mitch
Let's
Romney.
Let's do that.
Mitch Romney.
I just have to say, given the challenges that America faces, the fascination with taxes I paid, I find to be very small-minded compared to the broad issues that we face. But I did go back and look at my taxes, and over the past 10 years, I never paid less than 13%.
Hey, good for you.
There it is.
Wow. I'm sorry. Less. This is not
He's
right.
Bragging about paying 13%.
Yeah, I never paid less. He's not even bragging. He's just coming out and saying, he's making it sound like that's okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
Now, I made a large income.
Yes.
When I was doing the radio for as long as I did.
Yeah.
At the peak of my earnings power, right. I made... in the millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Now, at the same time...
And I'm not shy about saying that because it's
the same
the truth.
Time, was Kirk making the same?
Yeah. And the peak of my earnings was at the edge.
Yes, well, that's...
As so many of you know.
That really was a heritage moment for a radio as we know it.
It makes me want to cry, Ron.
No.
Makes me want to cry.
It's going to be fine,
Come,
Mike.
Let me hold you.
You know, we've all made the jokes about get Mike to the front of the plane again mm-hmm. and all
yes.
that kind of stuff. I am happier today than I was back then. Yeah. So that tells you about money and everything you need
right.
to know about
right.
it. But I will tell you that I remember... That through those years and even after that, through a very long period of time, as my income was at its peak and then it started to go down and decline
right.
for a very large chunk of time, mm-hmm. I always remember the only ballpark I can give you about it is I remember paying almost half.
Yeah.
Paying
yeah.
about
yeah.
almost half of my income in taxes.
30% was not unusual for many Americans at that time.
Yeah.
35, maybe.
40, yeah, right. 42 mm-hmm.
right.
in
and
my
right.
case.
Although,
you know?
Now I have known people in that sort of pay bracket, and when you're making that kind of money, you're probably delighted to pay those taxes because of the 55% you get to keep.
Well, the fact is, you don't, it's not that big a deal. I
right.
just, when I hear, even as somebody who came from a world where I was making some money,
right. mm-hmm.
I listen to that and I go, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I just remember talking to my accountants. I'm only perceiving it this way. I'm not a tax accountant. Mm-hmm. I don't know this. You know, do I know whether he was talking federal, state? I don't know.
No.
He was talking,
federal.
he said 13%, but he didn't say that.
Yeah.
He came out and said I paid 13% mm-hmm. or less. I never paid less than 13%. And I went, that just doesn't seem really fair. Now, hold it. Let me just finish this. So I put that out on Facebook.
Right.
I get like 100 responses because the division begins and the apologists start calling in and people just saying, Mike, you don't get it. It never fails to astound me how many people are defending somebody who I don't think should be defended. I'm just saying, look, dude, let us know. What's really in there?
Right.
You're going to be president of the United States. And if you're playing hinky about money and you're a politician, I think that is a red flare for people. And when he said, I never paid less than 13%, I said to myself, that's kind of, I cry BS on that.
Yeah.
Well, the gates of hell open and the haters start opening. And, you know, it's amazing to me, these guys that don't make 50 grand a year
right.
that are just
defending
clamoring,
the
defending 1%. Their king.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
the man they want to be king because because he successfully painted the argument in a certain way. And I'm here to say, I always like to say I'm a middle of the road kind of guy. I'm a moderate guy. Well, you pushed me today, folks.
Oh boy,
you pushed me further to the left. Yeah. You pushed me further to the left. And incidentally, Ann Romney, I think she's the Antichrist.
Oh wow!
Thank you very much. There, I've said it. I've gone out there. She reminds me of every woman's house I painted in the rich sections of my neighborhood.
Wow.
I was always like, well, she's the one that would come down and, you know, the pool looks lovely, but, you know, I remember last year you did such a better job. Could you spend another day in the 99-degree weather and do that? You know, it's just, and she's out there with her horses, and she's like, Mitt doesn't need to he does not need to release his income tax. I smell a giant rat.
And you know the thing that bothers me?
I smell a big rat.
It bothered me.
I like the other guy, the vice president guy, and he's the guy that's supposed to be, you know, even further to the right. But you know what?
Too late for them to swap.
More on him, too, later.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's you. You do that every day.
The thing that bothers me about is that he, you know, he really should have released these months ago. And it's been an issue for this.
I don't care about that. What I care about is when he comes out and he said, I looked at them, and over the last 10 years, I never paid less than 13%. 13% is too low.
But what I'm saying is that time after time, as this comes up again as a topic, it seems to go in waves, he mishandles it every time. Well, every time. At this point, I mean, I'm no political pundit, but if you just don't say anything, that's better than saying you paid 13%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Stick to your guns, but don't pussyfoot around it, and don't reveal details that are going to make you look like an ass.
I think Barack Obama has a lot of issues. I think he's done a lot of stuff. I don't think he's gotten his agenda through. I don't think he's been good at compromise. True. I don't think he's been strong enough. Yeah. I don't think he's been a leader enough. There's a lot of stuff I don't like about Barack Obama.
Stuff that he ran on. Stuff that they really got
bringing us together.
Yeah, that,
you know,
that
making
alone.
A fist and stuff like that. And, you know, the fact is, so that pisses me off about him,
too.
But I don't like this business of 13%. It's just, it's not fair, God damn it. It's not fair.
13.65 or
much,
something like that.
Seriously.
Hey, 13% for Social Security alone. It's ridiculous.
And you know what? Really, seriously, and for all the people that said, hey, there's one way of not having it, you won't have to pay that if you get wealthy, too. Well, Todd Moore, you are wealthy, and I'm really happy for you, okay?
Yeah.
But you don't get it, okay? I think a lot of people resent the fact that they don't have the buckage to go and do what they do. And you know what? I was making an assload of money, and maybe I didn't have the sleazy bastards that knew how to protect my money enough, because the fact is, I paid a hell of a lot of income tax, and I was not Bain Capital, but I was making a lot of money. And I see that, and I see him going, and you hear about the Cayman Islands and Bermuda and Swiss bank accounts, and it pisses me off.
Well, it should.
Because it should. I think it should every
American. Well, when you find someone of his net value paying 13.5% or whatever it is, that is not only, you know, hinky from the word go, he's stealing from us.
And then somebody
says
something
like,
he's
stealing from everyone else that pays what they should.
That's $5 million, somebody says. It's relative.
Yeah.
Why doesn't anybody get that? It's relative to what you're making. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say. And then when I see her, who just reminds me of all those wealthy women that I dealt with when I was a house painter. And, you know, Mitt has done so much. He's so good. Well, then let us know what he's done.
Yeah.
Why the secrecy?
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason for the secrecy. They know they're going to get their asses handed to them.
Of course.
If they release those tax records, because he effed up, because he didn't. He loved his money so friggin' much that he didn't pay the taxes on it.
It raises more questions than it answers.
And if he was just smarter, he'd shut up.
Incidentally, people want to equate it to Barack Obama releasing his college transcripts. I'm like, okay, Barack Obama, release your college transcript.
Right.
You're running for president of the United States. I think the whole goddamn thing is an open book.
Agreed.
Yeah. If it's Barack Obama's transcripts in college, release them, okay? Release them, and let's find out if somebody gave you a free pass.
Yeah.
I'd like to know that. I think that's very, very important. All this stuff is important. It should all be an open
book. Let us know, please.
Everybody should be there. So I open this up on Facebook, and I open the can of worms up, and I get the real pure haters, including that one douchebag, Joe West. Whatever, that wants to call me a has-been because he gets so upset. Joe, you're just so passionate for your team, aren't you, Joe? I'm just talking about a guy that says 13% was good enough, and I don't think it's good enough.
Yeah, right.
I don't care whether he releases him or not. I care about that comment that he looked at it for 10%, and it just pissed me off.
I agree, and I get troubled the fact that we could conceivably have our nation run by a guy that thinks that's something that he's going to say that's going to fix the problem. That is someone who truly doesn't get the way
Well, there are people legitimately that say if he was able to amass the wealth that he's amassed,
right,
that he may be able to do that for the country. That is a legitimate argument. That is a very legitimate argument where people granted. Say he was such a clever businessman and he was able to succeed so totally in business that perhaps he can take those strategies
government's
and turn
not
it
a
into
business.
Government.
Well,
but I can see the argument.
Yeah. And I would also say that if my father was a governor, I might have been that clever too. You know, clever
you
is,
know.
You know, when you're connected.
I didn't know you were that passionate about old Mitch hating over there.
It helps you to be clever. If you're connected, I look at that guy. All I smell is cologne and deceit. I do. I don't trust
smarmy him. About
it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care for the gentleman.
Okay, I didn't know that. You didn't know you felt that. You've never been that.
And you know,
you've been that verbose when it came to politics.
When I watch him, I don't like him.
Public opinion polls
show
that even people who are voting for him are not that fond of him.
Yeah,
they don't have a high personal opinion.
Not to say I'll never vote Republican the rest of my life, but you put Chubsy Ubsy from New Jersey, then I'll take a look at it.
Well, if you watch Boss, the Kelsey Grammer show, you might believe that if all politics is like that show Boss, then it doesn't really matter because they're all scumbags anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're all playing a game as to how it looks. And you know, and now the reporters know the game they're playing, so they analyze it that way. And everybody knows. It's like we as Americans all know the foibles of our side.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We all know the problems of our side, but it doesn't matter. We're watching a football game.
We're fighting it anyway.
We're fighting it because we have a team that we like.
Right.
We have a team that we like.
I think
on one side you have the buzzes of this world who are the liberals, bleeding heart liberals, which you are.
Yeah.
You've been a liberal your whole life. You're not an apologist for it. And on the other side you have the people that say, well, I think you're a candy ass for caring about other people.
Right.
Because they feel bad about the fact that they don't feel bad for other people.
Right.
And there's the little battle that goes on, you know, in between. And they go, you know what? If we just give them a little tough love, they'll pull themselves up by their bootstraps. I don't know.
Somebody, you just described my brother-in-law.
I don't know. Yeah. But I don't know who's right. The fact is, I don't like certain facts.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a fact that I've looked at in great detail, and I've looked at it from every single angle. And when he comes out and says, I looked at my tax returns for the last 10 years, and I see 13%, so it's fine with me. Mm-hmm. It's not fine, douche.
No, you're right. And the other thing that bothers me, and I've tried to explain this to my kids, because they like issuing statements. Like Robert will just say, you know, we'll have the Today Show. And he says, I like Mitt Romney. I said, well, that's terrific, Robert. That you can do that. And Julia says, and because it's different, Julia, well, I would never vote for Mitt Romney, just based on what Robert says. But what troubles me is these people that are so dead set, and they're ignoring stuff that seems pretty obvious to us, and they're just so dead set on voting for one guy, black or white. There's no way. It's not
that. Yeah, but it might have to be with that, too.
Again. What people need to remember is that the presidency is only one-third of our government.
Right.
And it's not going to change stuff lickety-split, depending on who gets in there. I think we were so optimistic when Barack took office that he was going to fix it,
and
we didn't see any success.
Getting back to this show that I keep talking about,
Boss.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot... You get this line a lot when they're talking about the behind-the-scenes businessmen. Said, as long as we create the illusion of change and keep things as they are, we're going to be very content.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that theme through Boss a lot, where the city fathers, the construction people with the big contracts, they're fine if one guy gets in or another guy gets
in. If the payoffs can continue.
As long as the system can stay
the same.
I think that's more true than you know.
Do you think that is more true now with the instant 24-hour news cycle and the social networking? People are so much more able to get in and figure out things from the bottom up.
Right.
That appearances are more important because they can't whitewash it anymore. They've got to keep things looking as smooth and status quo as possible. I bet it's more now than it was 20 years ago.
Who knows?
Yeah,
It's hard to say because we don't have that insight and we don't have that inside knowledge. I will tell you this.
So you're not building up to announcing your candidacy?
No.
I thought that's what we were doing today.
No, I wouldn't go through that for all the tea in China.
Yeah, you don't even drink tea.
I swear to God, I wouldn't do that. There'd be some woman. Anyway,
Or man.
So, we're not going to get to on Monday. Are you going to be here Monday, or are you going
to
some amusement park?
I'll tell you about that when you ask.
Okay, because RJ apparently, Rob hit me to the fact that RJ, I'm going to say one word about RJ just to finalize this.
Yes.
I pick on RJ a lot, and the fact is RJ's not a professional broadcaster, and he knows in this room, in this moment, I get very frustrated sometimes and give him a lot of grief.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to reiterate, RJ has been a friend of mine for, I don't know how many years, but quite a few, I would say.
98. 1998 when we first met.
At least 13%.
13%. RJ and I have been friends. RJ is welcome here at all times, no matter what. RJ is welcome in my home. He has been to, I think, every vacation I've ever been on with me. The fact is, I get along with RJ. I am very concerned about his well-being, and I value and appreciate his friendship more than anybody should know.
That's
and
true.
I don't need to say that today, but I felt a need to say it after yesterday's discussion and then the events of earlier in the week, because the fact is, I value him as a human being. RJ, when we go on the road, when we go to Maine, when we go on the road to Iowa, RJ is very much a part of the family and has been a part of the family, and we have a great time with him. If you hear me give him crap and get frustrated about the fact that I can't do for him what he may think he wants, and you know, he probably does want, what frustrates me is I wish I could.
Yes.
And I think everybody in this room feels the same way.
I know that to be true.
Absolutely. I think everybody wishes, and it almost pissed me off. And I think that's almost what I get frustrated at more than anything else. I wish we had a bigger operation that we could do that.
We really do love all of us love each other like brothers.
Right.
And that really comes to fruition, and it's really obvious when we do something like travel or socialize. The show is one thing, but real life is another. And just as a conscientious observer, I would say of all the people involved in this show, you two, Mike and RJ, have a closeness that none of us do.
You guys have spent more time together than any
and
of
I
us.
I probably talked to RJ. I've had more personal conversations with RJ than almost anybody on the show.
I know.
In fact, that's a given. That's a given. I have had that.
Your name is on the sign, and you determine what we do on this show.
Right.
And you also are the person that determines what the people hear and what they don't hear. And I advise people to sometimes take the show as a show. Because in real life, we really do love each other, and we are very close, and the show is something different.
And RJ gets it from everybody, and he gets it a lot.
Not me.
But the fact is, RJ loves being around this, and RJ is the first one to tell you, I think, you're not a professional broadcaster. You say that all the time. And I think that's why, because you don't do that, you probably don't react as quick as some of the other guys on the show, and so you get a lot of grief. And I just resent people telling me what RJ feels. I know what RJ feels. RJ, more than anybody else in this room, will walk up to me and go, "You're an a-hole."
Yeah.
And he said that to me. And the fact is, you know, it's not like, get out.
Yeah, but
RJ's given me plenty of crap back.
It's time you knew. We told him to do that.
Oh, yeah. We put him up to it.
We said, you got to do this.
Yeah. Here's a quarter.
The only thing, and the doors are open for RJ when he comes back from Tampa. He will be participating in the show while he's in Tampa.
RJ's
fun
house.
If you had any doubt about that, RJ, let me put the kibosh on that. You are still connected to this show.
For
Christ's sake, I know you're going to be up here every goddamn weekend.
When he returns, we'll have him back in at the same
I guarantee he'll be in on Fridays. I guarantee.
Of course.
It's gonna happen.
And when he comes back, it'll be at the same salary.
It may take a couple months, but I'm gonna work on that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good. Do you think they're gonna make you stay in that office Monday through Friday?
Oh yeah.
Oh, initially. He'll find a way.
It's torture.
Oh, yeah.
He'll work the system.
It's torture, but it's so good for you.
Would it be impossible for us to go to him?
Remember.
Is that asking too much?
No, it wouldn't. As a matter of
Florida
fact,
Florida is a nice place. You know it.
Well,
Buzz knows it.
You know what?
Hey.
One long weekend around the holidays.
There's radio stations down there too, you know.
maybe I have the gang come down for a week.
That'd be sweet.
I'd like that.
Maybe I have the guy.
Can we stay in your extended stay place with you?
Absolutely.
That'd be nice.
Well, you come down to my place.
Yeah, we're going
to
do it in the show.
Oh, I forgot you
in
have
the
a
Chateau O'Meara
I have
South.
The best Wi-Fi.
That's
anyway.
Anywhere.
So, but good luck to you in Tampa, and we're going to have the big farewell for you.
I do want to say one thing.
Yes.
Oh,
my daughter, who has, I've been very proud of her and the education that she did, master's degree.
Yes.
She finally landed her great job. She is a mental health therapist in a company in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Cool.
And she starts
very
Monday.
Very nice.
Which was one of the reasons why I spent the day with her yesterday to help and celebrate that event.
Now, were you celebrating or was she analyzing you?
Well, but she's been of tremendous help there, too.
good.
Monday on the show, we're going to talk about you and amusement parks. Rob brought up that little funny about you. We'll
cutting in
that.
Line. I know you have some thoughts.
Oh, yes, we
okay.
do.
Okay, right. We don't have time now. Thank you very much. We will take a break. When we come back, it's Rob and the Magic Audio Vault.
Already?
Yeah.
Yes, it's already. It's Friday. We'll be right back. We're missing a little boy today. There's a little boy that's out at the Patriot Harley-Davidson riding range.
Yes.
Learning how to ride a motorcycle.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
I think today he actually gets to get on one of those Harley-Davidsteins, doesn't he?
I texted him earlier today to mention a business matter to him, and I usually get a text immediately back.
Yeah.
I did not get a text.
Oh, he's all wrapped up
in this.
He
is very excited.
He's excited.
Yeah. I think he hasn't fallen over yet.
I think it's 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. On Monday, he's going to tell us all about Patriot Harley-Davidson's Rider's Edge program.
So cool.
Patriot holds regular classes to teach new riders and to approve veteran riders. At Patriot, each instructor has been carefully selected and has special training from Harley and the Motorcycle Safety Foundation. Earn a completion card that may qualify you for insurance discounts. That's always nice. Mm-hmm. And you get a state certificate that allows you to skip the state's riding and written test, which means you go in there basically after this course. You walk in, you apply, you put the paperwork.
That's
you
go, it.
You've done it.
You, and you get yourself your Class M, yeah. And now you can ride motorcycles. Whether you want to learn to ride or just get better, get into Patriot Harley-Davidson's Rider's Edge program. Mm-hmm. Sign up or check it out at patriothd.com or click the banner ad on our website. The fun thing about this, we're not – look, when we said that Mark was going to do this as a total beginner,
yeah.
We had no idea. I don't know whether he's loving it, whether he's hating it, whether he's got a broken leg or what. And he's not going to get a broken leg.
He really – he held
fragile.
He held his cards very close to his vest yesterday, yeah, or his prayer shawl. I don't know.
The only thing I heard is that he was involved in the course.
Yeah, very, very involved.
And he says he did this not because they're a client, but because he's really, really serious about wanting to ride.
And he didn't even get a deal.
Yeah. Yes, he
well,
did.
No,
the
I,
weird
I
thing
find
is,
find that hard to believe.
I was misinformed. I got my completion card, but I got it at a massage parlor.
Thank you very much, Rob. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, August 17th.
Already?
You've got it, don't you, Mike?
What's that?
Honey Boo Boo Fever.
Oh, you know I love the Honey Boo Boo.
I went back and got some more honey.
I asked Carla if she's ever looked at it, and she said no.
Oh, she will. Mm-hmm. She will. Carrie loves Honey Boo Boo. She does not like the 50 Shades of Grey, but Honey Boo Boo she likes.
Well, that's
and
great.
I want to apologize. I want to issue a retraction. There is a father on Honey Boo Boo.
Right. Incidentally, Honey Boo Boo is the show about those toddlers that are in beauty pageants.
A spinoff, yeah, spinoff of Toddlers and
Tiaras. And you know, as we discussed yesterday, when you talk about the dumbing of America, this would be the finish line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is past the finish line.
Right.
This is, they've already handed them a bottle of milk and they're going to Disneyland.
Very good.
This is Mike. Mike Boo Boo. I don't know their last name. But the dad is Mike. And they're talking about he really loves deer, and they have a statue of a deer in their front yard. And here Mike explains why.
He had bought this crazy deer that weighed probably 50.
And I should say, that's the mom. That's Mama Boo Boo.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they subtitle her. She's speaking English.
She mumbles.
But on the show, they subtitle it like you're watching American catfish noodling.
He had bought an at such.
Yeah, so they're talking about the deer on the front yard.
He had bought this crazy deer that weighed probably 50 pounds. That's an unusual gift because I'm not into statues and stuff.
Here he comes.
We got a connection with deer because we love to get roadkill, and we like to clean it, grind it up, process it, put it in the freezer, and then on the weekends we grill out and have a good time.
Yeah.
Sure.
They like to clean up the roadkill. Mike, it's like, it's free meat.
Roadkill.
Rodent. Yeah. You know, and you, when you see Mama.
So they're really, I mean, if they're doing that, we're talking about some serious clampets.
Yeah, here. I showed you some photographs. I showed you photographs, pictures.
He had bought a deer.
Of the family, and it's a gorgeous family. I mean, really, there's a lot of good genes going on there. And you might wonder, how did Mike and Mama meet?
Oh, let's listen to that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
When I met June, it was love at first sight.
Sure.
And I know she loves me, and she does a lot for me. We've been happy ever since. Was it love
at first
sight?
Stop it right there. There's one word in there. She does a lot for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's
there's
right.
A little
back.
Bit.
That's Civil War crap back yeah. there. She does a lot for me.
And she counters. She says that it was not love at first sight, but it was bed at first sight.
Oh,
and
oh,
that gross. Sometimes why you not? Want to try She's... the milk before you buy the cow.
That's gross.
It's hot.
Amu.
Can that be the name of the Today Show, by the way? Some serious clampets here.
Serious clampets here? You got
serious
it.
Clampets.
Also, Mike, if you go to, I think it's on Discovery Learning. I don't know, History. It's one of those stupid channels. And there, you go to their website, you can download Honey Boo Boo ringtones.
Oh, that's great.
So let's say you get a call from, say, I don't know, a loved one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And instead of hearing ring, this is what you hear on your phone.
Hello. Anybody Honey Boo Boo waits on nobody.
Do they come with subtitles? Jeez.
No. No.
Is that the opening of the show?
That's part of the show.
Honey Boo Boo.
Here's another ringtone you can get, and you can download these free.
Boo Boo Cha, Boo Boo Cha. Boo Boo Cha, Boo Boo Cha.
Catchy.
So the kid has no, I mean, there's no English.
No
there.
Diction.
No, and you know what? She's not even all that pretty.
Right.
Okay, oh, let's hear another ringtone.
The mom
should. Better pick your phone up because Honey Boo Boo Child is calling. You right. hear me?
That's nice, isn't it?
Where are they from?
I think they're from Glastonbury, Connecticut.
you made
Thank you, Rob. Let's move on.
I got to tell you, I turned on, Bob I was passing Hope. Through, and I saw it, and I had to look at it for about 3 minutes. I said, I cannot believe this is television.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah, and
it's disgusting.
Living high-definition color.
It's horrible.
They've released the new theme to Thursday Night Football, Mike.
Oh,
it's
really?
Done by CeeLo Green. And it's called I Love Football. Clever lyrics. Let's go. I don't like golfing. I don't like tennis. Doesn't like tennis.
You don't need that.
No, he doesn't like it. Just football. And just in case, since you already know what...
CeeLo can lick it.
Yeah, he's sort of riding that...
S-A-D, CeeLo.
It's but he's paying more than 13%.
It's based on the Ramones, of course. Which is actually well, a real, the Blitzkrieg bop.
Let's compare it on so many levels.
Yeah.
You have the non-original musical idea,
right?
Yeah. You're not capable of generating anything original.
Right.
Then you slam other sports to glorify your sport,
right.
Which
dumb
was something that a coworker of mine used to do religiously in his love of football.
Right.
Like there's no other sport that's even valid.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is what football fans do. I'm a football fan.
Right.
I don't slam other sports because I'm a football
you
fan.
You actually
right.
like
well,
other
no,
sports.
I love
well.
Other sports.
Yeah. You hate cricket.
I never learned to play it.
Oh, Mike, look what's on the caller ID. Could it be a phone survey?
It's fun to watch.
Oh, my goodness.
And if
oh, here
okay,
we go.
I'm going to record this call, okay?
Oh, I don't mind. We do, too. So that's perfectly fine.
Oh, dear.
All right, and you're with who again?
I'm with Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, Interactive.
Okay, oh. Hold on. That's H-A-R-R-I-S.
Hold stop
H-
his age. You see how excited Pole Boy got?
No, I didn't.
Did you see Buzz went, Harris?
It's the Harris.
Oh, Buzz. Oh,
the Harris, the Harris pole. Well,
Buzz likes poles.
This is how we take the pulse of America, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Well, I saw you visibly. It moved when you said Harris.
It did.
You're gonna. They're not going to get much pulse off me.
Okay.
A-R-M.
No. H-A-R-R-I-S.
Okay, H-A-R-R-I-F as in Frank.
No, S as in Sam.
Okay, Sam Harris, go ahead.
It's Harris Interactive.
Okay, and what do you do?
Okay, it's like a market research firm. All we do is we aren't trying to sell anything.
Okay, where are you based?
As far as the main, myself or the main company, because I'm calling from Eastern Canada.
Oh, great. Oh. Canada is our neighbor to the north.
Yes, and I'm actually from the States, but I live up here now.
That's good, because I have a question I'd like to ask you. There's a lot of rumors running rampant. I'm in the Washington, D.C. area, and it's very common down here. A lot of people seem to think the Canadians are getting ready to attack. Have you seen any evidence of that?
Thank you.
No.
I don't know why you're laughing.
I like her.
I've read on the internet from places that I trust, apparently 99.5% of all Canadians live within 40 feet of the border. Is that true?
I really don't know.
Where do you live?
I'm calling from Nova Scotia.
Oh, I love your locks.
But anyway, in which year were you born?
Okay, hold on. I can get this. I was born in 1968. No, wait.
Okay.
No, don't write that down. 69. 1971. 71. That's my final answer. 1971.
Right there? The pause.
Yes.
Okay, it's 1971.
Hi. Thank you.
So Harris is a Canadian company?
Yes.
Do you think they'll use any of this information with the attack?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
I like her.
When it comes to financial decisions regarding long-term financial planning, such as investment decisions and retirement
dear.
Planning
boring.
For your household, would you say that you are the primary financial decision maker or a joint financial decision maker?
Well, it's usually my wife and myself and the Magic 8-Ball.
Okay, so that's joint.
Yeah, and we don't smoke marijuana if that's what you're going with that joint stuff.
And which one of the following best describes your employment status? Are you employed full-time, employed part-time, self-employed,
can't wait to hear this one.
Not employed but looking for work, or not employed and not looking for work?
Uh-huh.
or disabled and unable to work, or a student.
Jesus.
I know.
Or a homemaker.
I am, ironically, I am a homemaking student.
Okay, I can only choose one. Which one would you like me to choose?
Okay, if I have to choose between the two, put me down as a full-time employee.
Okay. And at what age do you expect to retire?
Probably like, I'm 42 now. No, I'm 41 now. I'd like to retire. See, my job is tough. I run a pizza cart, and I sell pizza by the slice, and it's almost impossible to keep it hot. And also, because of its round shape, it's very hard to stack. And
well,
if I invert
that,
it...
Can you just give me a good guess, an estimate?
Yeah, 48.
What age?
48.
48?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and which of these ranges includes your household's total annual income for 2011 before taxes? Here we go.
Okay, before taxes.
And please stop me when I reach your range.
Okay.
If you feel comfortable with this.
Okay.
Less than $25,000.
Stop there. Stop there.
Okay. And please think.
Of course, that counts my wife's income, too.
Investable assets.
Ma'am? Yes. That under $25,000, that also counts my wife's income. I don't want you to think I'm Rockefeller on my own.
Yes, it's household.
Right.
Please think about your total household investable assets, including all money saved in cash accounts, CDs, IRAs, brokerage accounts, workplace retirement accounts like 401k plans,
right.
529 college savings plans.
Right. Can't get her off the script.
Please do not include the value of any property you may own,
such as
your
home. Now she's turning a business.
Real land.
Or cars.
Or land. Or cars.
No real estate.
Okay, no land. No
less
cars.
Less than $25,000 or $25,000 to less than $100,000.
Oh, less than much less than $25,000. That counts my wife's stuff, too.
Yes. And yeah. What percent of your total household assets is in a 401k plan or similar?
401k?
Yes.
Or I don't know what that is.
Boris, do you have any similar plan?
Not really.
Not from your job?
No, I'm full-time employee, and so there's really no time to plan. Mostly we get out there and sell the pizza. My long-range plan involves travel.
So you don't have a 401k plan or similar?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, my.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
And those are all the questions I have for you today. But listen, you may tell the people back in America that the health care here in Canada saved my life, and I didn't pay a dime.
Hey, she just throws that in her own.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't.
I see. Well, you can take all that extra money and send it to my pizza cart.
Right. Right. Thanks a lot.
Hey, God bless you.
You too.
And God save the queen.
I can't do that.
That's okay, traitor. Bye-bye.
And that, Mike.
Oh, one of your best,
that
Rob.
Is your magic audio vault. Have best. A great
terrific.
Weekend, everybody.
Fantastic. Hey, I like her throwing in that little healthcare thing.
Yeah, nice.
Interesting.
She's got an agenda up there in Nova Scotia.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzzed News right after this. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Reno.
Oh, really? Oh, I forgot about that, Mike. All aboard!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Reno, our big West Coast swing. We're going to do a live Reno show for you. The date, Saturday, November 10th. Tickets go on sale this coming Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
1 p.m. on the East.
Please don't disappoint us.
No.
You know.
We'll sell out in 3 hours, Mike.
As soon as we sell 400 seats... We're making the announcement that we're guaranteed going. If we don't sell 400 seats, we're not coming.
Hold That's it. Right. Question.
Period. Yeah.
Will there be ukulele music?
Buzz is working on it.
Nice. Okay, it's good.
Ukulele.
Opening acts.
No, it's not.
Novelty acts. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the entire crew doing a live show for your entertainment at Circus Circus in Reno. Gambling. And the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gambling.
What could possibly go
and
wrong?
And I know you were drinking when we agreed to it, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. There will be a closing number.
Yes. A production number.
Yes. Well, no, production might be a bit much, but there'll be a closing number.
We haven't done it yet. Let's get right to Buzz with news. Take it away, Mr. Buzz Burbank, to wrap up the week's news.
Oh, you'll be weeping. We're brought to you today by Clarez Perry Mitchell. Medical malpractice happens even at military facilities. More about that in a moment, sadly. KPM, though, is experienced, passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. KPM is where you talk to a professional, not an operator, and the conversations are free. KPM is where other firms send their toughest cases because KPM has the resources to take on the biggest defendants. With 30 years service to the community, Clores Perry Mitchell, 202-628-8100 or Clores, that's K-L-O-R-E-S, Clores.com for more information. You want to take on the big guys? Get these guys.
Right.
Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance, not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law. By the way, a survey of Canadians shows that only 2% of them don't believe in climate change.
Really?
98%
of them are on board?
Of Canadians believe in man-made climate change.
I believe the American statistics are getting better and better, too.
What yeah, with
the,
even on the Republican side.
What yes, with the country burning up and all?
Yes, I wonder, well, you know
the
what?
The flames.
Right. You teased us about, can you give us in 10 seconds or less the prediction for snowfall? You teased that yesterday.
I will have it for you Monday. Okay. Suffice to say, people that like the idea that my snowblower hasn't been used are going to be disappointed.
I hate to scoop you, but that's my lead today.
Oh, good. Go
oh,
for
good.
It.
Right,
we won't get by as easily this
prep another show for Monday.
Damn it.
That's yeah, right.
Thanks for stealing, Buzz. I had it yesterday.
I was quick. We won't get by as easily this winter as we did last winter. Forecasters say the shift from La Nina to El Nino will dump big snows this winter and much colder temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
There is good news, meanwhile, in the battle against man-made climate change. Carbon dioxide emissions are at a 20-year low.
Not over here.
Thanks to a conversion. That isn't carbon dioxide. Mr. Methane.
That's right.
It's actually, this has occurred because power plants have converted from dirty coal to cleaner burning natural gas.
Okay.
And that's a good
that's
thing.
Good
because
news.
It's the CO2 that eats away at the ozone layer.
And I'm still working on recycling.
Good. Working
Do you have a bin
That's
yet?
All the farther
no,
you've gotten.
No, I don't
gotten.
Have a bin yet. Yeah.
No bin?
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Got to be honest.
That's true.
You got to be honest with my hypocrisy.
That's right. America loves an honest fellow.
Mike O'Mara is the honest hypocrite.
Yeah. He speaks the truth.
Thank you.
So here's we're not rehashing what we talked about earlier. This is some framework for what we were talking about earlier. Mitt Romney was talking to some folks yesterday, some voters, about health care reform, and organically it led to a discussion of taxes, which prompted someone to ask about his. Romney, who still hasn't released more than 1 year of his tax returns, proudly declared that he's paid taxes every single year in the past 10 years and never less than 13%.
Hey, good for him. You know what? I'd like to also announce that in the last 10 years, I haven't murdered anybody.
I'd just like to have the money back if you just held me to the same standard over the last 10 years.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
That'd be
good. That's what I'd like.
Yeah.
Rob could retire at 48.
Yeah. I'd like just a drink.
That's
something.
So 13%. The average American today pays a little over 17%, which, by the way, is the lowest tax rate Americans have paid since 1979. The Obamas have paid 20 to 26% in their released returns. Revealing how little he pays on his millions was just part of the can of worms that Romney opened yesterday.
Romney worms.
It gave Democrats an opening to once again challenge him to release those returns so we can see for ourselves rather than take his word for it. Mitt Romney is one of the richest Americans to ever get this far in a presidential race. When his father ran for president in 1968, he released 12 years worth of tax returns. Mitt Romney has promised to throw one more year's worth of returns out there after he's been officially nominated.
There is so much.
That's a good tease.
I'm reading an article. I'm in the middle of it right now about his offshore accounts and how many he has and what they are all about. And there's a lot of hinky stuff. And the bottom line is, You just got to come clean. You're going to be president of the United States. You owe it to the American people to do that.
I agree.
And then there's Romney's running mate, Paul Ryan. Yesterday, Mr. Ryan admitted that he had requested some of that Obama stimulus money, the same money he has complained about so loudly. 2 days ago, Ryan was saying the opposite of that. Quoting him from a TV interview on Wednesday, "I never asked for stimulus. I don't recall, so I really can't comment. I oppose the stimulus because it doesn't work." And yet yesterday, Ryan admitted that after checking, he had applied for the same stimulus money that supposedly turns his stomach. The Wall Street Journal, in between those days, found letters written by Ryan himself asking for stimulus funds for two energy projects in his state.
That's good. I like to see him tap dancing.
Well, what you're dealing with now is a guy that's on the national stage, mm-hmm. and you can't get away with the same kind of stuff that all politicians get away right. with on their local races. Yeah, you
know. I never asked for stimulus money, and now it's time to dance.
Yeah.
Oh, I might have written a letter, but I don't recall it.
Exactly. And they all do it, Democrats and Republicans.
I don't care for the package, but I'll take it if you got it.
Romney and Ryan have both been campaigning heavily, as you know, on the subject of reforming Medicare. But as Republican leaders, do they reflect the views of Republican voters?
Chris Christie campaigns heavily.
Smite him. Pounce on him heavily.
Do these Republican leaders reflect the views of Republican voters? And no, we'll get you an A in this class. A poll by Kaiser Health shows that most Republicans don't want changes in Medicare and are more concerned about rising health care costs than they are about Obamacare.
Are you continuing to drink that check?
I like it.
Yuck.
It's not bad.
I just have this whole craving for aspartame.
You're going to kill yourself one of these days.
Thank you.
We've gotten used to artificial flavors the way we've gotten used to artificial leaders.
Right.
The poll has 67%.
Ooh, snap.
The poll has, no, that's a different brand of soda. The poll has 67%.
God, these guys are going to give me a headache today.
Wow.
It's like watching ping
jumping
pong.
Jumping down top.
Honest to Christ. The poll. Come back, Oscar. God. Slow the show down just a little bit.
Yeah.
Guys, it's going to start to get an ice cream headache.
Oscar, come back and do what you do best.
No, that's the soda.
Slow the show down.
The poll has 67% of Republican voters putting the cost of health care and its insurance as their top health care concern, ahead of Medicare at 61% and ahead of Obamacare at 54%. The poll says 55% of Republicans would rather keep Medicare as it is rather than convert it to a voucher system as the one being proposed by the Romney-Ryan ticket. Other news real fast. Military suicides, already a problem, are way up, 38 in July out of hundreds in the past year. It's exposed how the military is not providing the help that it should. Soldiers have been turned away from clinics or told that it isn't a problem. Things have gotten so bad in Syria, UN observers have pulled out. A teacher at the Marine Academy College in New York may be fired for starting a film for his class and then leaving in the room with the remark about running for the exits if a guy with orange hair shows up.
That's classy.
The teacher didn't know that one of the students in his class is the son of one of the Aurora victims.
Wow.
And we're still waiting to hear who won the money from that $337 million Powerball ticket purchased in Michigan. That lottery now starts over at $40 million.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Congratulations, Eric.
It's Eric Ronick. So what happens if the possibility is no one comes forward?
That is possible.
Does it go back into the kitty after that?
I don't know.
They have a year.
I think so.
You know what happens is Mitt Romney gets it. I'm sorry, Mitch Romney.
That's good.
And finally, these are actual screenshots documenting some of the stupidest things ever posted on Facebook.
Oh, are we going to get hated this weekend, guys? Are we going to get the hate this weekend?
I'm sorry. It just fell out
that
way.
I say bring it. You know, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
There you go.
That's what Kelly Clarkson taught me.
We didn't have a meeting and say, let's gang
that
up.
That just sort of happened today.
Yeah, it did.
It does once in a while.
His fault.
It's RJ's fault.
Way to go, RJ. Hey. What a jerk face.
Thank you.
So let me try to lighten things up with actual screenshots of actual stupid comments from Facebook, some of our favorites.
Okay.
There is no I in happiness. Happiness spelled with a Y. I can almost always tell if a movie doesn't use real dinosaurs.
Almost always.
And my personal favorite, a guy at the mall told me I had a camel toe. I'm wearing shoes. Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show is brought to you by the life-saving courses at NVCC, Northern Virginia Community College. 80% of heart attacks happen at home, and you know what to do?
Yeah.
NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center. Registration is open now. So click there on our website.
It. When?
Now.
Thank you.
Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class, save a life, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.